You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
Okay. Good morning. This morning we have Ms. Olivia Summerhill with the Summerhill Firm. Thank you for joining us, Olivia. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You are a CDFA, a Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, and a Certified Financial Professional, amongst many other things. You're the owner and founder of the Summerhill Firm. Your practice focuses on helping high net worth women in particular with the complexities of divorce, but also helping them understand the financial aspects of their lives and really setting them up for financial success post-divorce. Is this the case?
That is the case. You got it. You nailed it.
Nice.
Thank you for such a great introduction. That's exactly what I do.
Excellent. Any other things? I mean, you have a very long list of accomplishments and organizations that you're a part of. Would you like to add to the comments that I've said about you in the introduction?
I have a very specific niche. So I think you did a great job of, I help women that have affluence that usually have not actually understood the finances for their marriage. And I help them really make the right decisions during the divorce process so that they get to the right people such as yourself, and then also don't miss out on the red flags and also don't bury their head in the sand and not make any decision and paralyze themselves with fear. So help them move forward.
Yeah, divorce is a really scary process, and any sort of help that they can get. It still amazes me that so many women are in the dark in regards to finances and their financial future.
Absolutely.
But it is such a huge need.
Still, it's crazy. You would think that at least the last 20 to 30 years, it wouldn't be so. But the stereotypes, at least in our culture in America, is running through and through of the women are the providers in certain ways, and the men are, mm-hmm. and the heterosexual relationships are the provider financially in other ways. So that's at least what I have seen in very high powered, wealthy families.
And I see it as well in all demographics. It's unbelievable to me. I know that each divorce client situation is unique into its own. If you could change anything or give some advice to somebody that's just starting this process, is looking for divorce professionals, any advice that you might give to those people that are just starting out?
Oh, everyone is so different. And so I don't know who I'm talking to, but if I were to just give blanket advice, it's not make fast decisions and get the right professionals involved. Even if you don't have the resources to pay for certain professionals, it is out there. There is help. And it is very important to talk to the right professionals who do this instead of making fast decisions with the support of potentially friends that have gone through divorce, because that's not going to be the right potential advice for yourself. So getting the right professionals involved, even if you don't think you can afford it, there's resources out there. And I know we could talk about that all day, but that's my one tip.
Very good. And that's why we're doing the Divorce Literacy Podcast, is to give people that kind of sneak peek into some of the professionals that are out there to help them out.
Yeah.
So as far as looking for a financial professional like yourself, what sort of things should people be looking for a financial professional?
Well, I'm biased because I work in this field, so I'm going to give not very impartial advice here. But I would be looking for, one, you need to have a very good fitting personality. Like, they cannot be someone that you walk into the room and feel unsafe with, or you feel like you're being talked down to, or you feel potentially, 98% of us have money anxiety. So does this person make you feel even dumber with money, or do they make you feel welcome and heard? So personality fit, I think, is a huge thing with all financial professionals, because sometimes you walk into the room and you're intimidated already because you're about to go through divorce and talk about money. But then you have someone in a powerful suit that is talking to you like they know everything under the sun. That might not be the best fit for you. So I think that's, let's keep it very simple. And my only thing in the financial professionals is make sure that they are a personality fit for you. Yep. And maybe actually we'll throw in a little, we'll sprinkle in another one here, is make sure that they don't have a massive conflict of interest. Again, I'm biased here. I've managed hundreds of millions of dollars in my past. So in wealth management, I know that you can do a lot of different things within the financial realm. But if you're going through divorce, you want someone who literally does divorce all the time. So someone who understands the divorce process, can get the right professionals involved, and isn't just sitting there talking to you about managing your money post-divorce, because that could be a conflict. They might tell you unconsciously to take a house or not take a house, because if you get more cash, then they can manage it post-divorce instead of you staying in the home. So someone who is not a conflict and potentially does divorce every day of their career and not just once in a blue moon as a side project.
Right. So you know that they're in the divorce world, they understand the process, and they're not just trying to capture your money so they can make money off your money.
Yeah. Bingo.
Great advice. Yep. You've worked with hundreds of cases, I'm sure, maybe even thousands, and probably have a lot of very memorable cases that you've worked on. Any one in particular that jumps out at you that you'd like to share with the audience? This is a tough one.
I'm trying to think of what a good learning lesson would be. I'll share this story. Okay. And some of these are going to change a little bit because I'm very much, my clients are known, so I have to be pretty confidential in what I say.
Absolutely.
So I had a client who was not the one who wants to divorce. She did not understand the finances at all. And that's understandable in the 15 to 17 year marriage they had. She stayed at home with the children, and he was a very high powered CEO. I won't share what industry, in a different country. And he worked in a huge building. Everyone knew him because he's the CEO. And she had thought in our first consultation, maybe I should work as a barista at the bottom floor where all of his employees go to embarrass him, showing him that, oh, he's not taking care of me financially, and he's not going to help me through the divorce process. And I shared that little tidbit of a story because who is going to be hurt most by that? Yes, you could embarrass the husband. And I'm again talking about this one relationship is heterosexual, but who would that really damage in the long run? If she's working somewhere just in spite to hurt him, that's going to not help the divorce process. Cause I'm a trained mediator. I'm collaboratively trained as well. I really believe in lowering the emotions. I'm in financial psychology. So let's tone down where we try to fight and hurt each other and dagger and punch and throw, instead of doing that, let's maybe look at a different solution. So we were able to communicate in that scenario instead of let's take action. And that could be more aligned with our unconscious wanting to get back at someone. So that might not be related to finances completely, but it was a story that
I bet
everyone listening has wanted to do something to get back at their soon to be ex. And it's usually not the best way to go. So I talk to a professional in whatever field you're in, have a therapist, have someone help you through it, and maybe don't throw the punches at your significant other because they'll be in your life for a long time if you have children, and it's not the best to lose money to embarrass others.
I love it because you definitely need somebody on your side to help manage those emotions because they can get away from you very, very quickly. And you may look back on those situations and not be happy with how you reacted in some situations. So that's a great story. Exactly. Great story. I know you work all over the country. You have a very, international clientele. I'm going to share your contact information when we share this video. Is there a preference as far as how people can get in touch with you if they're interested in getting in touch with you?
Anything. I work with so few clients on purpose because I'm available, text, email, phone call. If they just have questions, reach out. Even if I'm not a good fit, I will get them to the right person, such as yourself, because I am not the expert in what you do. This is where your lane is. I stay in my swimming lane. I'm a swimmer, so I'm going to swim in the financial divorce lane. You're in a different lane. So anyone who reaches out, I'll either be a resource or I'll get them to the right resource. So any way they want to reach out is fine.
Wonderful. We'll share your website address, your email address, and your phone number, so I'll be easily able to reach you. Any last minute thoughts that you'd like to share with today before we wrap this up?
I want to shout out and a plug for yourself of what you do is so powerful for clients. Not every single client of mine has mortgages with, you know, 12 homes that are all paid off. They don't have that need at sometimes. But when I do have clients who have mortgages, it is so valuable to get someone who understands divorce and mortgages. So thank you for what you do. And I also just, anyone listening, reach out. That is the most powerful tool you can have is someone who, again, is helping as a resource, no conflict of interest, really doing the right thing. So thank you for what you do as well.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Olivia Summerhill, it was a pleasure having you on today. I appreciate you taking the time to do this for us.
Thanks for having me. Talk soon.
You're welcome. All right.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.